Collingwood's fire chief and deputy chief have had to put in a request to council 2 years earlier than they planned for a new aerial ladder truck for the department. Chief Dan Thurman and Deputy Chief Stephen Emo explained during Council's Committee of the Whole meeting on June 5 that the production time for a new truck is now about 3 to 4 years. While the department's asset plan doesn't anticipate requiring a new ladder truck until 2025, the chief said they need to order it now if they want to get it in time. Before COVID, it took about 9 to 12 months for a new build pumper or aerial. Last year it was 2 years, now it's 3 to 4 years before we can get it, said Thurman. The cost is going up 3-6% per quarter, so we're kind of in a dilemma here. The purpose of his and Emo's presentation to council was to ask for advance budget approval for the purchase, which is estimated at about $2.25 million right now. The town's lifecycle replacement reserve fund would cover most of the cost, and currently has a balance of $6.2 million. The truck is also eligible, in part, as a development charges project, so about 29% of the cost, approximately $650,000, could be covered by development charges collected by the town. Though the financing rules vary for newly built trucks, Thurman's staff report stated the manufacturers typically require 10% down payment and the balance due when the truck is delivered. The fire department has also considered the changes to Collingwood's buildings and would be ordering a truck with a 125-foot ladder, which would allow firefighters access up to 12 or 13-story buildings. Currently, the department has a 95-foot ladder truck, which gives them access to up to 9-story buildings. The committee supported the fire department's request, but it will have to go through one more vote at a full council meeting later this month before it is considered approved.